Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer of Intent.com. And I am so pleased to speak to Chris Golden, who is the co-founder of MyImpact.org. And MyImpact.org won the $25,000 grant from the Pepsi Refresh Project in February. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to talking.
So can you tell us, for those of us who aren't familiar with MyImpact.org, what exactly does your organization do?
So MyImpact.org is an online platform for volunteers to share their story of service and to demonstrate their impact. And our participation in the Pepsi Refresh Project earlier this year was to raise funding for the development of our beta platform, which is built on a Twitter-based application that allows an individual volunteer to record, share, and track what they're doing, individual civic actions that, when added together, paint the picture of a story of service. It's this story that we believe can inspire other volunteers into action. So our mission is to enhance and extend citizen service programs by engaging more Americans in service, by demonstrating the impact of service programs, and by advancing a belief that service is a solution to challenges that we face at the community and national levels.
Great. So what are some of the examples of what people would be sharing on Twitter, which would then go on MyImpact.org?
So let's say you're a volunteer and you don't have a lot of time to give, so a regular volunteer program isn't right for you. But you do have a couple of hours to give on a Saturday afternoon. Let's say 2 hours that you're able to go down to the local soup kitchen and you're able to help out. That's wonderful. We think that your actions can be used to help paint the picture of your civic engagement, your personal civic involvement, and also can be used to inspire those friends in your social networks to learn more about the work that you're doing and to become involved themselves. So using this example, let's say that after your service project, you just pull out your phone and you send a tweet through your Twitter account that says, "I volunteered 3 hours today at the local soup kitchen with the hashtag MyImpact." Well, we're able to pull out from that tweet the metric, the quantity, and the action. So 3 volunteered in hours, and all because of that hashtag, we're able to add that to your personal MyImpact journal. And what's really cool is if your organization is on Twitter and you include their handle, let's say you're working with the American Red Cross and you include the handle Red Cross, at Red Cross, we're able to add the impact to your organization's page as well as to your personal profile page as well, all right from your phone, right from your Twitter account. So what we've done is we've lowered the barrier of entry for you to explain what you're doing, to see in a larger context, and to, you know, send it out through your Twitter feed, through your Facebook feed, to inspire your friends to become involved also.
Wow, that's awesome. So is this already launched and anybody can join right now?
Absolutely. We launched our beta phase in June of this year, and it's open for everybody to sign up right now at myimpact.org/signup. It takes about 60 seconds to make an account. You can link it with your Twitter account and add some more information about your profile if you want. And what we're in right now is a pilot phase with organization partners to sign up and pilot the tool with their volunteers. So if you know of some great local service organizations in your community that you're involved with, you can tell them to sign up and create a profile themselves to track the impact of your volunteers.
So Chris, you are the co-founder of MyImpact.org. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind how MyImpact.org was created?
So MyImpact.org was born out of the Service Nation movement, which is a national effort to renew a conversation about service and volunteering and to really chart the course for the next generation of service as we go forward into the future. So it was after we were invited to attend a summit on service at the end of 2008 that my co-founder and I became really excited about this growing national movement and wanted to combine some of our experience in civic engagement with an interest in social media as well. And so we were looking for what the needs were that existed in the service field. And some of the needs that we found were a need to tell stories better, that storytelling was a way to demonstrate the good work that was being done and to inspire more people to take action. And then the other need was that impact demonstration. How would we quantify what was being done? And we think that the best way to do that is to be perfectly open about it and to hear directly from the volunteers, the people who are giving back. So it's been a great journey to be on, to start an organization and to answer needs that we really feel that MyImpact.org does. And it was the Pepsi Refresh Project, which allowed us to tap into our networks, our social networks, and say, we have this idea and we're asking for your support, that allowed us to leverage our following, to build our networks out, to work in a coalition of other organizations, which we can talk more about, and to raise the seed funding that we needed to achieve our goals.
That's great. So now that MyImpact.org is all launched and anybody can now sign up, what are some of the next exciting phases or plans that you think is in store for MyImpact.org?
So as we go forward, I think continued growth is something that we're looking for. And one of our growth models is identifying the best organizations, the best groups for us to affiliate ourselves with and to be involved with. So we're involved right now in this pilot initiative where we're searching out the best of the best, the very best organizations, and we're doing outreach to them to have them sign up and to leverage our platform and to use from them. And it's what we learn during our pilot phase that's going to determine what the next steps for MyImpact are. Again, we've always been about answering needs that existed. So it's what we learn from users about the user experience. It's what we learn from volunteers as to how this is integrated into their volunteer management systems that's going to allow us to build the best platform that we can and to grow into the future.
And do tell me more about the coalitions that you have built in MyImpact.org.
Sure. So as your listeners obviously know, the Pepsi Refresh Project is a really challenging contest. And it's kind of daunting if you go in it with, as we did, with as a startup with just an idea and just a basic fabric of a social network. So what we decided to do, because as your listeners also know, in the Pepsi Refresh Project, you're allowed to vote for up to 10 projects each day, but you can only vote for the same project once. So we saw that, and we was like, wow, well, we don't want to work so hard for one vote and then have 9 other votes that you throw away. So we formed a coalition, and we formed a coalition of 6 other, for a total of 7, service partners, some that we had good relationships with and some that were really new to us. And we said, well, we're all going to participate this month, and we're all going to work together so that when we work hard to get one person to vote for us on one day, they're going to vote for the rest of the coalition also. And it was that effort that ended up being the major key to our success. And it was all about collaboration. It was all about working together. It was all about finding out where we could benefit the best, having a presence on college university campuses, for example, and where some of our other partners who had listservs and contacts in different fields would be able to contribute the best as well. So definitely that was one of the big pieces of advice that I give to organizations thinking about participating in Pepsi Refresh, both now and as we know they're going to be continuing it into 2011, so thinking about it for next year also, is, and I think this is what the contest is trying to get at also, is the idea that it can't be a go-it-alone approach anymore. And it has to be something that is collaborative, that you have to work together on. You know, I mean, just think about it. You can't just win the contest with the people in your immediate network. You have to branch out. You have to get friends of friends. You have to get people who had, prior to the contest, had no relation to your organization in order to win. So we're trying to demonstrate that we need to think of our supporters, think of our advocates in a different way. And in many ways, that's similar to the model of engagement that we have at myimpact.org and that we're trying to embody with service and volunteering. The fact that what used to be accomplished by a small amount of people who had a large amount of time to give can now just as well, if not better, be accomplished by a large amount of people, all of us who have just a small amount of time to give or small actions to contribute.
And also, for those of us who are out there who haven't volunteered yet or aren't volunteering right now but would like to learn more about volunteering or to get involved, what advice would you give to them?
So what kind of separates my impact from other initiatives that we don't really think of ourselves as connecting those who want to serve with service opportunities, although that definitely can be a byproduct of the work that we're doing. Instead, we think of coming in after that connection's already been made to learn more about what it was that motivated somebody to serve and what they thought of their experience. Now, if you see your friend, maybe through your Facebook feed, through your Twitter feed, right, if you see your friend serving and you know that person well and you didn't know that they were going to, you know, serve at the soup kitchen that afternoon, you're probably going to look into it. You're probably going to be like, oh, well, I can do that too. We think that that self-motivating force, that idea of using social networks online to inspire offline action can engage more people in service.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that.
But if I could just interrupt one time, I just want to give a great shout-out. If people are looking for service opportunities, they can use a great database that exists. It's called All for Good and allforgood.org. It's a project of Google, and it's a national aggregator of all service opportunities, both reported from large organizations that collect this information, but also self-reported from people who start their own service projects and are looking for volunteers. So, and we link to them on our website, and they're our official source for looking up service opportunities, and that's allforgood.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, Chris, and do keep us updated on more future exciting developments from myimpact.org.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out. I've enjoyed talking. And again, the website is myimpact.org.